Welcome to Serving Smiles with Sarah. I'm your host, Sally Sotsi, and today we will be discussing someone who the students see every day in the cafeteria and the joy of our campus, Miss Sarah. Stay tuned and we will be back with your guest.
Describe Miss Sarah in one word and explain why.
Enthusiastic, because she always makes me smile.
I would say kind, because she makes everyone feel like she knows them, like, personally.
Happy, because she's always in a good mood.
Describe Miss Sarah for me.
Miss Sarah is a very beautiful soul. Every time I buy lunch, she always remembers my name, and it really makes me smile.
Describe Miss Sarah.
She's very friendly and is the best lunch lady.
Every upper school student who makes their way through the cafe note today's guest, Sarah Funderburk. You may know as Miss Sarah. She is loved by every student here on campus and never fails to make someone's day with her positive attitude and skill of remembering nearly every student's name. Today we will have the privilege of learning more about such a wonderful and well-known staff on campus. Hi, Miss Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us in the Belt Learning Center recording studio. How long have you worked at Charlotte Country Day?
I started here October of 2017.
Do you like it so far?
Oh, I love it here.
Yes.
I love it. It's like family.
Yes.
It really is.
What's your favorite thing about your job?
The kids, the interaction with the kids every day. Every day.
Yes.
They come ask me questions. I ask them questions. I have children y'all's age in the high school aspect. So it makes me feel like I'm with my kids all day.
Yeah.
Because we have a close relationship. So I love it. That's why I'm always in y'all's business when y'all come in there.
How do you manage to remember all of the students' names?
Well, you know, when you don't have lunch cards, that helps me. You know, it does hold up the line, but it also helps me interact with y'all and learn y'all's names. Unlike the ones that do have lunch cards, I know them too. But if I'm constantly having to put your name in, I'll remember you real easily.
Like me.
Yeah. But sometimes it moves faster.
Yes,
like you might have your card out, but I've already typed you in.
Yes.
Just to keep it moving.
Because you're just trying to go.
Yeah, just keep, because I know y'all want to sit down and relax. And I'm just trying to get y'all in the line, get y'all out, so y'all can have y'all's time together.
What's your favorite food that the cafeteria serves?
Oh, I love the soups.
Really? I like the soups, too.
Yeah, I love the soups. Mr. Rapp, he does his thing on that.
Yes. Someone talked to him for a podcast, too.
Oh, did? Oh, so, yeah, he's awesome. He really is. He's awesome.
He's a really good chef. What do you like about the Charlotte Country Day community?
Everyone loves everyone. I mean, it doesn't matter what part of the job that you're at, whether you're a teacher, you work in the cafeteria, wherever you at, everybody embraces everyone. It's not like, oh, you're higher than someone, you're lower than someone. Everybody treats everyone equally here, it seems like to me.
Definitely.
What
do you do outside of work?
Oh, I cater to my children, basically, because they don't drive yet. So, well, one's a senior. She should be driving, but she doesn't. So she'll graduate this year. My other one is a sophomore, but she also works here. Some people know her. She's Zaya. She works in the, she's a lifeguard.
Oh, okay.
So she's here. So I take them wherever they need to go, to and from work, to their softball games, where if they with their friends, if their friends don't pick them up, all that.
Okay. Tell me about your, like, experience getting into this business.
Well, I used to work for public schools before I had children. Then I had children, and childcare was expensive. So I became a stay-at-home mom for, like, 10, 11 years. And I was trying to find something to get me back in, but that I could still cater to my children and their needs with school. And my husband, he drives a truck, so he just happened to be out here doing a delivery and spoke to Miss Joan, because I never thought about working at a private school. Never entered my mind. And he was like, well, she said they're hiring. So I'm like, well, shoot, we'll give it a try. And I've been here ever since, and I love it.
Did you always want to work, like, at a school?
I just like hands-on. It doesn't matter. I drove a bus for some years, but I'm more of a hands-on. But I love working in the cafeteria. I really do.
So you like working with, like, children?
Oh, yes.
Well, you're good at it. Everyone here loves you.
I love it here. Like I said, when I first started, I had interactions with high school and lower school when we were in the old cafeteria. But now it's just interactions with more of the high school kids. But I love it. I love it.
Do you have, like, good relationships with, like, the other staff on campus?
Oh, yes. Teachers, anybody. I mean, anybody. I talk to anybody about anything, life, school, work. You know, I communicate with everybody. If you come in there, we're going to talk.
Definitely.
We are going to talk.
What's some of, like, your favorite things about, like, being able to interact with the students? Like,
just that y'all are welcoming. I mean, y'all come in here and ask me about myself, my kids. Y'all just come in here, just tell me y'all's little stuff y'all might have going on, whether it's good drama, bad drama, funny stuff y'all done did, what y'all want to do when y'all get older. I just love the interaction, you know? It's the interaction. Yes, y'all see us, and we love that.
Tell me a little bit, like, about your life outside of Country Day. Like, what do you do with your kids and...
Well, my youngest is into softball, so we do a lot of softball. She was on a travel team that she wanted to take a break from it. My oldest works a lot. Like, she's all about working. So she works, and then she goes and spends all her money. But we're very family-oriented. Like, we go out to eat every Saturday together. My kids like for me to be with them and their friends all the time. They call me all the time with the gossip or the tea. Their friends always want to be around me. So I'm just real close. Like, we're real close.
Very, like, family.
Oh, yes. We are always together.
So you just, like, love people in general.
You're definitely
a people person.
Yes, I am. And it comes off, and people know it.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you like about Country Day?
I definitely like the cafeteria.
Do you? Yeah, yes. I'm telling you. Like I told you on the way over here, when we were in this building, it was a much smaller cafeteria. It wasn't nothing like on the scale that we have over there.
Do you like the new cafeteria?
Oh, I love the new cafeteria.
Yes, it's really nice.
It is, especially from the old cafeteria. Like I said, that's a major upgrade compared to what we were at.
And the library now is also, like, really nice.
Oh, this is amazing.
Like, it was, like, a good switch.
Yes, yes. But, like I say, you wouldn't know that this used to be the cafeteria and that used to be the library. So it's really great. It's like a college, you know?
It is.
It's a college feel, which is good for y'all. That way, when y'all move up, you're already prepared. So you're good.
Have you always worked in North Carolina?
I'm born and raised in Charlotte.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I've only traveled to Florida, Tennessee, and I went to Italy when I graduated. Other than that, I'm here, like, within this whole little East Charlotte, like, this whole little 20 mile, that's where I've always been.
Where'd you go to school when you were here?
I graduated from East Meck, which is right up the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's where my children attend.
Oh, do they like it there?
They love it.
It's a good school, I've heard.
It is, and actually the principal there, he was the principal when I was there.
Wow.
I know. He's been there a long time.
So you love Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever move from Charlotte.
What are your, like, favorite places to eat in Charlotte?
Oh.
It's like being in.
I like the Great Wall of China, which is a Chinese spot. It's right up the street at Carmel Road and 51. I just ate there last night, actually. But I love Great Wall of China. I like spots that I see now since TikTok is so out there. If they have something on TikTok, we're like, okay, we're going to go try that restaurant.
Oh, yes. So you try everything.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah.
That's definitely fun when, like, you're also, like, in that business. So do you find yourself, like, judging food at, like, other
places? And I look at the sanitation grade and stuff that a lot. Yeah, paying attention to things like that. Or when you sit in there and see what people are doing, you know. It gives you an eye like, oh, that's not right.
When you're, like, in public, do you interact with people the way you do at school?
Oh, yes, yes. Let my kids tell. They'll be like, can you not? They'll be like, you don't have to be all. But I like to know what's going on.
Yes,
or if I see something happening, I'm going to say something, whether it pertains to me or not. That's just how I am.
Yes, definitely. I know you that way, too. You're always, like, very welcoming.
I'm alert to, like, if somebody is, especially if you're in, like, a routine, you know, you love coming in there getting cookies.
Definitely.
So if you switch it up, I'm be like, oh, you done switched it up on me.
Sally, what did you get today?
Stepping out.
Yes,
yeah. Honey. You gotta pay attention.
What were, like, your favorite things to do growing up? Like, were you always into, like, food and, like, things like that?
No, I'm kind of OCD, so I do a lot of cleaning and organizing.
Oh,
like, I used to actually clean people's houses when I was a stay-at-home mom, so I'm real, like, organized, like in my house, like.
So like your house is really organized.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't like clutter. I don't like if I see it on the ground, even though I might have just bought it, I would throw it away. Like I don't like it.
You don't like any of it.
No, no. That's I gotta so have funny. Clean and organized.
That's so funny.
You are listening to Serving Smiles with Sarah with your host, Sally Sotsey, a production of the podcast journalism class with KIC at Charlotte Country Day.
I met my husband when we were in high school, so we've been together. It'll be 25 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah, we started dating in our sophomore year.
So did he also grow up in Charlotte?
Yeah, and he graduated from East Mac too.
So y'all were like high school sweethearts.
Yes, yes.
That's so sweet.
He's my best friend, honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he works for Coca-Cola, so that's why I say when he delivered here, I would have never thought about it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So were y'all like dating in high school or anything?
Yeah, we were dating in high school, and then he went to college for a little bit. I just moved out and started working, and then he left college, and then we just been living together ever since. Had our two children. We have a dog and some fish, and that's where we're at right now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is. But it's, like I said, with my oldest graduating, it's a little sad, but.
Definitely.
I'll be glad to see what the next chapter holds for her.
And you said that she wants to do nursing?
She wants to be a dental hygienist. My youngest one wants to do the travel nursing.
Okay.
A nurse or travel. But like I said, the travel aspect, I mean, it can be good if you want to see different parts of the world or the states. You know, you don't necessarily have to go outside, but it's new too. Yeah. So if, like how you were saying, you might look into nursing. You never know. You might like travel nursing.
I might like that. I don't know.
Or try.
I feel like that might be like a lot though, like having to go all those places.
Yeah. Especially if you have like family or dogs or animals. But if you don't have anything, you're not tied down. And you can just travel, like go to New York for a month or California for a month.
That sounds like a good experience. Yeah.
See? So you never know. But yeah, so one wants to do dental hygienist and one wants to do nursing.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Those are both like really good jobs.
So. They are. And you'll always need them.
Definitely.
It's not something that they're not going to have unless a robot takes your spot eventually.
Yes.
You never know, though.
Have you ever had, like, another job other than working in the cafeteria?
No, well, like I said, I did bus driving, and then I had my own cleaning business for a while. But that time where I was with my children for all those years, being a stay-at-home mom is that's a job like no other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, I was
definitely
able to.
Definitely a lot of cleaning for you, too.
It's cleaning. And then I did a lot of assisting at their schools almost daily because they always wanted me in their classrooms. So it was fun though. It was fun, but it was good to get back to work and be with people instead of just your children.
So you're like very like family oriented.
Oh yes.
Y'all just all love each other.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet. So do y'all like argue a lot as your family or do y'all always get along?
No, we don't argue.
Really?
No. Yeah. No. I mean, my kids, you know, they're teenagers, they bicker here and there, but I just listen at it.
You don't deal with it.
And I mean, I just listen because I've been kids, you know, get it out and get it over with and then keep it moving.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just like keep moving.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're going to have obstacles or disagreements. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to move on from them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Sally. Make sure you come get your cookies today,
I will.
Honey.
I'll make sure I come get my cookies today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Serving Smiles with Sarah, a production of the podcast journalism class with KIC at Charlotte Country Day. I'm Sally Sotsey. Special thanks to Miss Sarah for her time behind the microphone with me. Also, thanks to the students who talked to me about her. If you want to learn more about Sarah, go on over to the cafeteria and she would be happy to chat with you.